The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Chabad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Perek Shnayim Oichzin has been graciously dedicated by Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Friedman Esquire and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his mother, Hena Malka Aleha Shalom, Bas Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Halevi Zatzal, Hashem Yinkoim Domov. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for her neshama.
The Mishnah in Bava Metzia Daf Tes Amud Beis discusses in Yonei Shlichus and in Yonei Zchiya. The Mishnah says, if a person was riding on a sus, on a behemo, and he saw a metzia and he was not able to reach it, and he told his friend, please pass that to me. Omar and his friend said, after he picked it up, he said, I have picked it up for myself. Zachaba, he is Zoiche, the Shliach, who is being asked to pick it up for his friend, is Zoiche in it for himself. The Gemara al-Maskana says that, Hamagmiya Metzia l'chaveri kono chaveri. If somebody picks up a Metzia with his friend in mind, then his friend is Zoich in it. The Gemara asks, Vim Toima Mishnah Seinu. However, if you're going to ask from our Mishnah that the Mishnah seems to say that the person who actually picked up the item, he is koined, and not the person who asked for it to be picked up, the Gemara differentiates between how the Mishaleach, how the person on the behemoth asked him. If he says the word zecheli, if he says, please be koined this on my behalf, then once he picks it up, it's too late and it belongs to the person on the behemoth. It belongs to the Mishaleach. However, if he said the words tneili, just pass that to me, since I wasn't asking you to make an actual Maisekinyan, so when you picked it up, you have not yet been coined for me, and therefore, you still have a right. The shliach still has a right to be coined for himself. What's clear is that when I ask you to do something on my behalf and you do it, it's nechshav in halacha as if it's done for me. What's not clear is, what still is questionable is what happens if you admit to Beis Din and you tell, and you know inside your lave, inside your heart, that Be'etzem, your kavana when you picked it up was to pick it up for your friend. And you had in mind to be koined for your friend. Do we say that since when you picked it up, you had your friend in mind, it belongs to your friend? Or do we say no, since there's a concept of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. What goes on in your heart does not have significance when we talk about kinyanim. So therefore, the mere fact that you had it in your heart is not enough. If you said it, maybe you said, I'm picking this up for him to aid him heard, maybe that would be a ma'aseh kinyan, but having it in your heart alone is not enough. There's a question that's very relevant and that comes up very often, is when a person does a pu'ula, does a service on behalf of his friend in a more casual setting. Of course, if a person goes to the doctor, even if nothing is spoken out as to how much is paid, if you go into the doctor's office and you have an appointment, you have to pay the bill, whatever the doctor's rates are. If you call a plumber to your home, you pay what you pay him. What happens if you meet a doctor in shul? And you ask him, you have a certain illness, what should I do? Does the doctor then have a right to bill you for such a service? Another case which is very shchiach is when you ask a relative or a good friend, do you happen to know of an apartment for rent or for sale? And out of the goodness of his heart, he gives you the information about all the available apartments in the community, and you exercise and you go out on his word and you actually rent the apartment. Does this friend or relative have a right afterwards to charge you? I'll give you a case in point. There was a person developing in a very large project, and he wasn't so familiar, had a lot of questions. So he called an individual up to find out, to ask his chavas das, to ask him what exactly, how to do certain things. And throughout the months of the project, he kept on calling upon him many, many times. Towards the end of the project, the friend was getting a little bit frustrated, and at the end of the day, project ended. This person asked his friend, "I've been helping you all along, and I'm expecting some compensation. I want a percent of the project." He presented him with a bill of tens of thousands of dollars for his consultation. Now, on the one hand, he did do consultation. If such a thing in a professional setting would have taken a cost of that kind of money. Do we say that he has a right to charge him, or for the fact that he didn't speak up, he didn't say anything the whole time, does that mean that he can't charge him at this point? Now, but that's in this question, the Shaila should be split up into two parts. First of all, the question is, even if all these people, the doctor, the plumber, or all the Eitzes givers, or the real estate agents, even if they had in mind the whole time to charge, we can ask a question, do they have a right to charge? Or since it was in a more casual setting, since it's not expected, maybe they have no right to charge any money. And even in Timtzaloimah, that you're going to say that he does, that all these people do have a right to charge, is that only if they had metchila in their kavana to charge and to send a bill, or even if metchila they had in mind that they would do it for free, but as it schlepped along and the relationship got a little bit rustier and they decided afterwards to charge, are they then still allowed to charge? Now, we gave the first shaila. If a person does a chesed with his friend, is he allowed to come afterwards? And no money was discussed. Nothing was made up. And all of a sudden he produces a bill. Is that correct or not? And does the person, the recipient of the favor, the recipient of the hano, have to pay? The Ramo in Siman Reish Mem Vav brings down a Trumas Hadeshen. Ramo is in Sif Yud Zayin. If a person invites his friend over to eat, he has to pay him afterwards. And the person can't say, "I thought it was a free meal. You invited me to eat." The Shach points out on the side, of course, it's only talking about somebody who needs to eat, who didn't have another place to eat. But if he was an oirach chasoyed etzal balabayis, he was already had in mind to eat, he had a place to eat, and then you offered him and you weren't mahana him in any way, you wouldn't have to pay. So Yitzchak explains it in depth to answer a stira from the Ramah later on in Simon Shin Samach Gimel that says the same concept by a person who invites his friend over to sleep, and there it says he can't eat. But al kaponim, what's clear in the Ramah, b'shem the Trumas Hadeshen, is if you invite somebody to eat, you can present him with a bill afterwards. And the Trumas Hadeshen brings a story that goes a step further. The Trumas Hadeshen, Maisa Shehoye Kachoye, there was a shver, there was a father-in-law who made up with his son-in-law that he would feed him for 2 years. The son-in-law, after he was there for 2 years, was very comfortable. And he didn't leave for a few years afterwards. At the end of the 4 year period, or the 5 year period, the father-in-law, the Shver, presented his son-in-law with a bill for all the food he had eaten. And the Trumas Hadeshen Paskin, that he has to pay. And it's based on another Amor, the Amor later on in Siman Reish Samach Dalet, says a general klal, that whenever somebody does something for somebody else, you can't say, "I expected it to be a freebie. I thought it was free and therefore I don't want to pay." Any person who does a pu'ula, he He can't say that I expected this to be for free. He's a good friend of mine. I nonchalantly, casually asked him if he knows of an apartment for rent in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos. And he told me, yes, I know of an apartment, and he gave me the apartment. And I thought it was for free. I thought he was doing me a favor. But since it's normal and customary to charge for such a service, the cousin or the brother has a right and has a halachic right to take the money on this, for this pe'ula, for this information. And you can't say, b'chinam asisi imadi, hoya v'loy tzivi sicho, el atzorech litin l'scharoi. The person has to pay him. He has to pay him the full value, the full amount. Rabbi Yashiv in Kovis Chuvis takes it one step further. He says, he brings down a case over there that somebody had called a relative of his. They needed a kever in Yerushalayim. And they asked him if he can please find them a kever. He went down and he found them a kever. And the shailah that was brought to Rabbi Yashiv was, I want to know if I can incorporate my commission. I'm uncomfortable charging my cousin a commission. But it's normal and customary for people to pay commission for a kever. Can I incorporate my fee into the price and tell my relative in America that it costs a little bit more than it really costed, and take the normal and the customary fee that's allotted and allowed in such an industry? And Rabbi Yashiv's answer was, yes, since it's normal and customary to take such a fee, you're allowed to take it, and you're allowed to even incorporate it inside of the price if you're uncomfortable charging it. Now the Nesivis in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel is magbil this halacha in a very strong way. The Nesivis is based on a shaila and a kasha that he has on the din of Cheskas Tashmishin. There's a Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam holds that by Cheskas Tashmishin, if I go into your chatzar and I put a ladder into your chatzar, I put a ziz, I stick a beam of some sort inside your chatzar, and I start using your chatzar in a specific way, and you're not moicha, right away, the second that you see it and it bothers you and you're not moicha, you don't object to this, it's as if you're saying that he's allowed to put his beam into your chatzar, and he has a chazoka that for the rest of his life he's allowed to lean this ladder or put the beam into your chatzar. Asks in the Sivis, I don't understand. Even if the fact that you weren't moicha shows us that you are not makbidin, that you allow this ladder to be in there, and you allow the ziz, this beam, to be inside of your chatzar. But how does that coincide with the halacha we just learned? We just learned that even if I tell you, please come and eat by me, I can afterwards charge you. I told you you're allowed to eat by me. I want you to eat by me. I invited you over to eat by me, and still I'm allowed to charge. Frektin Asivis, even if you're going to tell me that putting a ladder in somebody else's chatzar, and if he's not moich, he doesn't object, that's a raya, that he doesn't mind, but it can be better than if he offered you, please put your ladder in, and we just learned halacha that afterwards I can charge you. So why in the case of the ladder, in the case where I can put my ziz into your chatzar, if I'm not moich, I lose my tzchusim and I can't charge you anymore for this tashmish, for this usage? Why should it be any different than a choyl imi that in that case I'm allowed to ask you afterwards for compensation? Says in the Sivus, a Meir de Gevurt. Says in the Sivus, an unbelievable chilek, that the difference here is that in the case where I invited you and I said, a choyl imi, dor imi, live by me or eat by me, there, in that case, the pashtus is that I'm saying, eat by me and I'm going to charge you. Or al kaponim, you should have expected it, you should have spoken it out. If I say, eat by me, you have to know under what pretense. However, if a person, if I put my ladder into your chatzar, and I'm the one who initiates the question, I'm the one who initiates the service, and I ask you a specific service, and you don't answer me, yes, but I want to charge you for it. In that case, the fact that I wasn't meicha, the fact that I fell into the trap and I actually produced this service, like for example, if a person comes over to a doctor in shul and asks him a question, where I'm initiating the question to the doctor, and the doctor doesn't say, you see me in my office, or I can help you out, but there's going to be a charge. In that case, you knew that the person coming over was asking for a free service. And the fact that you didn't stop him and say that, no, I'm not giving it for free, but rather I'm going to charge you for it, that's a right that you are meichel, and therefore you cannot charge him afterwards. So in all these cases, it depends who comes to who. If I offer you something, and I say, please eat by us, or please come to us, or I have a dira for you, I initiate, I come to you and I ask you for and I offer you something, there you have to be choshesh that I'm only offering it to you for a charge. However, if the person who's receiving the service asks for the service from himself, and it's expected and it's understood that he's really asking for a free service, like the person who put his beam or his ladder into the other person's chatzar, it's understood that I want my beam there for free, that I want my ladder there for free. You saw me put my ladder there, you knew that I wanted it for free, and you didn't say anything. So when your shtika, your lack of objection is actually a kinyan, and it allows me to keep my ladder there forever. So Ad Kan, we've been talking about a case where the person giving the service, the person giving the chayfetz, clearly says that I gave it to you al das, that you're going to pay me for it, and that I'm going to get compensated for it. And in that case, we're coming out that he has to pay him, even though nothing was spoken out. Now the question is, what happens in a case where I have in mind to give you the service originally for free, and then I change my mind? I do the service for free, I give you a gift, I pick something up for you. Whenever I'm mezakeh to you and I give you some type of benevolence, and I had in mind to give it to you as a gift or to give you the service for free, can I afterwards change my mind? Does the fact that I did it already and I did it on your behalf, does that make it that I can't change my mind? Or do we say, no, dvarim shebelev einim dvarim, what goes on in my heart doesn't count when it comes to kinyanim. And therefore, just like we just said, that if I invite you for a meal, I can charge you afterwards, even if I originally meant to give it to you for free, possibly I can charge you for afterwards. Or do we say, no, even though he meant to give it for free, since he meant to give it free, he has to stick with it, and the present is cannot be chayzi. You cannot go back on that. And this really takes us to our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hayurechav agabe behema v'rasa metzias." We explained before that it's clear from the Gemara that if I had intentions to give it over, I have to give it over. However, what happens if I didn't say a word? The Mechaber in Simen Reis Samach Tes says as follows: Hamagbia metzia lechaveroi, afal pi shelo yomar lo klum zocha bo. If a person picks up a metzia for his friend, even though he didn't say a word to him, he didn't tell us that he's picking up for his friend, the friend is zoiche. Says the Sma, Pirish Ruvein sheomar b'sha shemagbia metzia. Reuven, who said, he spoke out when he was picking up a metziah, he was picking it up, he spoke out, I am picking this up for my friend. The Shach brings down the Sma, and the Shach says, V'li nira, da'afilu lo yomar klum, even if he didn't say anything, if he had in mind to pick it up for his friend, if he's made afterwards in Bezdin, that was going on in my mind, then it belongs to his friend even without any amira. We know there's a concept of dvarim shebelev einim dvarim. So even though when I picked it up in my lave, I had in mind that it should be for my friend, but since dvarim shebelev einim dvarim, I should have a right to be chayzer. And the same would be in our cases. I had in mind to service you and to give you information about medicine, to give you information about plumbing, or to give you a dira to give you an apartment, the information about an apartment, I had in mind to give it to you for free. But since I have a right to charge for it, and there's a concept of Dvarim Shebalei Beinim Dvarim, maybe I can be chayzer now. Maybe now we get into a fight. Now I want to charge you. I never told you I'm not going to charge you. And so it says the Ksayz HaChayshin in Simir Yesh Tamach Tesef, Ksif Kotten Aleph, that yes, Dvarim Shebalei Beinim Dvarim, and therefore if I just thought by myself to pick it up for you, it wouldn't be work. However, if Reuven asked me to pick it up and I pick it up thinking about you, that in that case, it would be there would be no problem with Dvarim Shebalei Einam Dvarim, because since it's something that's nicker to everybody, that if I ask you to pick it up for Reuven, it's a Dvar Shebalei Leif Kol Adam, that everybody together sees the situation, sees that you're taka picking it up for him. So there would be no problem with Dvarim Shebalei Einam Dvarim, and it would be kona for the Mishaleach. The Nesivus, however, argues and answers that here there's no concept of Dvarim Shebalei Einam Dvarim, because the only time the words of the mind are not counted is only when they're soiser, and when they contradict actions, when they contradict statements. Then we say that Dvarim Shebalei Einam Dvarim. However, in this case, the thoughts of his mind are not contradicting anything. They're not contradicting his actions or his words, his maisa, and therefore here we would say Dvarim Shebalei Havi Dvarim, and the kinyan would be chal to whoever I picked it up for. The Ktzoyz HaChoshen in Simen Yud Beis, Sifkot and Aleph, discusses a very similar but very negayadik point. And he discusses over there, he brings down a Trubas Maharit, that discusses if a person is moichel achoyiv belev. He's walking down the street one day, he's thinking about all the people who owe him money, and he realizes that Yankel in Nabuchi is so poor, he had such a rough week, a rough year. You know what, I'm not going to ask him for the money back, I'm moichel achoyiv. This is all going on in his mind. And then he decides a few weeks later, he gets into a fight with him or whatever it is, and he decides, no, he's not Meichel the Choyv. He's having Charata. He wants to go back and be Tevea that Choyv. Is it too late? Does Mechila work Belev? So the Ktzoyz brings a few rayas that Mechila does work Belev. He brings a raya, because there's a halacha that if a woman does not collect her Ksuba for 25 years, she is Meichel the Ksuba, and we see from this halacha that a person could be meichel belev. There's a few other rayas that he brings, that if a person is meichel, he's mafke belev, there's a concept of shtam glolam afkuri mafkelu, if a person, certain things a person definitely doesn't want to have, he definitely doesn't care about, and even though he doesn't speak it out of ferish, but there's an umdana that he for sure is meichel, he's mafkerit. So we see these things, these types of transactions can be done belev without any dibber. And therefore, he brings the marit that says that it would work. The Ksais himself argues and says, no, that all these cases are only something that's muchach from their inyan, that it's a dovish, a belev, belev, kol odom, that this is the case, that there's a mechila going on. 25 years, everybody sees from the fact that there's 25 years that she wasn't Tevea, that shows the world that is a Mechila. But Stamazay to be Meichel Belev would not work. And the Nesivus himself, the Nesivus of Anorat and Simen Yud Beis also agrees with that. However, the Nesivus adds an important point, which is Negea to Achoy Limi, to the concept that we were discussing earlier. And the Nesivus says that Nira Dafka Mechila al Dovash Akfar Neschayev Loiloi Mahani. When does the Ktzoyz say this halacha that if a mechila belev does not work? That's only on something that the person is already obligated in. There's a choiv, there's a debt, and I say I'm meichel that choiv, so the Ktzoyz says the mechila does not work. However, if in the inception of the choiv, in the inception of the hischaivus, it was already, I was not going to take money for it. And he brings the case that we discussed earlier. By Dorimi, when I invite somebody over, even though we know the halacha is that if you say, please come and eat by me, you can still charge him. And we, as we said from the Trimas Adeshan, that even if he's your son-in-law, you can charge him. for 2 years worth of food. When is that? That's only if you did not have in, that you had in mind from the inception to charge him. But if you give him food, and as you're giving him food, you're saying, you're thinking in your mind, I'm giving this to you for free, then of course you cannot charge him. So in summation, the halacha is that whenever you do a service for somebody else, you have the right afterwards to charge if it's something that normally is something that's taken money for. And if you give somebody food, you have a right to charge. But we said there's two places where that would not be true. One is the Nesivos and Kufin and Gimel. And the Nesivos says that if the guy who wants the service comes over to you and asks you for the service and you agree to give it to him, in that case you would not be able to charge money. Or if the person facilitating the service originally had in mind to give it for free, then of course he would not be able to take money for it later on. So in relevance to our story of the developer who gave all the eitzes, it would depend. If he had in mind the whole time not to charge, he's not allowed to charge afterwards. If at some point he decided that he really Taka would like to charge him, from that point on he's allowed to charge. But the original Eitzes that were given for free, and therefore he's not allowed to charge. And another important fact is who came to who. If the person offered on his own volition, then there's the halacha that he achrei mi can still charge. But if the person who needed the service came to him to ask him for the service, and there's an umdana, and it's pretty clear that he was asking him for free advice. In that case, since he didn't say, I'm going to be charging you, then he would not be able to charge later on.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.